Look, I'm sorry, cried Hermione, but neither of you are making sense, and we've got no proof for any of this. No proof Voldemort and Sirius are even there. Hermione, Harry's seen them, said Ron, rounding on her. Okay, she said, looking frightened yet determined. I've just got to say this.
What?
You, this isn't a criticism, Harry, but you do sort of, I mean, don't you think you've got a bit of a saving people thing, she said.
He glared at her.
And what's that supposed to mean, a saving people thing?
Well,
you, she looked more apprehensive than ever.
I mean, last year, for instance, in the lake, during the tournament, you shouldn't have, I mean, you didn't need to save that little Delacour girl. You got a bit carried away.
A wave of hot, prickly anger swept Harry's body. How could she remind him of that blunder now?
I mean, it was really great of you and everything, said Hermione quickly, looking positively petrified at the look on Harry's face. Everyone thought it was a wonderful thing to do.
That's funny, said Harry through gritted teeth, because I definitely remember Ron saying I'd wasted time acting the hero. Is that what you think this is? You reckon I want to act the hero again?
No, 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 said Hermione, looking aghast. That's not what I mean at all.
Well, spit out what you've got to say, because we're wasting time here, Harry shouted.
I'm trying to say Voldemort knows you, Harry. He took Ginny down into the Chamber of Secrets to lure you there. It's the kind of thing he does. He knows you're the sort of person who'd go to Sirius's aid. What if he's just trying to get you into the Department of Miss...
Hermione, it doesn't matter if he's done it to get me there or not. They've taken McGonagall to St. Mungo's. There isn't anyone left from the Order at Hogwarts who we can tell. And if we don't go, Sirius is dead.
But Harry, what if your dream was just that, a dream?
Harry let out a roar of frustration. Hermione actually stepped back from him, looking alarmed.
You don't get it, Harry shouted at her. I'm not having nightmares. I'm not just dreaming. What do you think all the occlumency was for? Why do you think Dumbledore wanted me prevented from seeing these things? Because they're real, Hermione. Sirius is trapped. I've seen him. Voldemort's got him, and no one else knows, and that means we're the only ones who can save him. And if you don't want to do it, fine, but I'm going, understand? And if I remember rightly, you didn't have a problem with my saving people thing when it was you I was saving from the Dementors, or...
He rounded on Ron. When it was your sister I was saving from the basilisk.
I never said I had a problem, said Ron heatedly. But Harry, you've just said it, said Hermione fiercely. Dumbledore wanted you to learn to shut these things out of your mind. If you'd done occlumency properly, you'd never have seen this.
If you think I'm just going to act like I haven't seen...
Sirius told you there was nothing more important than you learning to close your mind.
Well, I expect he'd say something different if he knew what I'd just...
The classroom door opened. Harry, Ron and Hermione whipped around. Ginny walked in, looking curious, closely followed by Luna, who as usual looked as though she had drifted in accidentally.